ஓமஞானத்திமிழந்தஸ்யா ஜானஞ்சனஷலாகயா சக்ஷூருன்மிலிதம் வேனா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹா. குரவே கௌரச்சந்திராய ராதிகாய ததாதயை கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ணபக்தாய தத்பக்தாய நமோ நமஹா. வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குருவரம் ஸ்ரீரூபானுகப்ரவரம் ரஜரஸ்ரசிகம் ச நாராயணம் தம் ப்ரபன்னம் ஸ்ரீ குரு சரணம் வந்தே ரமன் பிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ரூபானுகபக்திதம் ச கிருபாமூர்த்தி நாராயணம். ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர் சிவசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரிராம் ஹரிராம் ராம் ராம் ஹரே ஹரே. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஐ ஆஃப் மை தண்டோத் பிரணாம்ஸ் இது லோர் ஸ்வீட் ஃபார் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் மாஸ்டர்ஸ் நித்லா ஐஷ்யமான் பக்தி வேதான் ஸ்ரீ நாராயண் கோஸ்வாமி மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ் நித்லா ஐஷ்யமான் பக்தி வேதான் ஸ்ரீ வாமன் கோஸ்வாமி மகாராஜ் ஸ்ரீ குருதேவ் ரூபான கௌரிய குரு வர்கா டுவர்க் அர்ஜுன்ஸ் ஆல் த வைஷ்ணவஸ் அண்ட் வைஷ்ணவீஸ். ஸோ டுமாரோ இஸ் தி டிஸப்பியரன்ஸ் டே ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ ஜெகதீஷ் பண்டித் அண்ட் ஸ்ரீ ஜீவ கோஸ்வாமி பிரபு. ஸோ தி ஆர் ஆஃப் த வைஷ்ணவஸ் ட்ரை ஸ்பீக்கிங் அ ஃபியூ வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆன் ஸ்ரீ ஜெகதீஷ் பண்டித் அண்ட் டுமாரோ வி வில் ஹியர் ஆன் ஸ்ரீ ஜீவ கோஸ்வாமி பிரபு. ஸோ வி ஹியர் தட் Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. We hear that. Even Mahesh Pandit also. In one way, they were brothers. So we hear that when Mahaprabhu was a small boy, he, once he was crying so much in his house, and no one could pacify him. Normally we hear that if Mahaprabhu would be crying, and if any of the elderly women would clap their hands and chant Harinam, the name is Sri Hari, then he would stop crying. But in this case, he was crying so much that they did not know what to do. Even when they were chanting Harinam, still he did not stop. So then they were thinking, what to do, what to do. So then, finally, Mahaprabhu himself, he said, that today on this day of Ekadashi, Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya, they've offered many nice things to Thakurji. I want to take that. He said, I want to honor that Mahaprasad. So we must know that Mahaprabhu was still a boy then. So therefore, like for children, it is said that even if below the age of 8, even if they eat some grains, then it's excused. So this way, Mahaprabhu, he was weeping so much. And then when they took Mahaprabhu there to Jagadish Pandit's house, Jagadish and Hiranya Pandit's house, these two brothers, then immediately when Mahaprabhu went there and when he saw all these different forms of prasad there, varieties of prasad, then immediately these two brothers said, oh, how did this small boy even know that we were doing, that we had made so many different things? So then they said, anyhow, he knew. So then whatever they had made, they gave to Nimai. And then when Nimai honored this, then he stopped crying. This way. So this way we see that Mahaprabhu, in his childhood, he was always so much inclined in his Navadvip Leela to relish these beautiful offerings of his devotees. We hear that Mahaprabhu in his Navadvip Leela, he is present as his Swayam Rupa. That is, he is present in his original self, same form. But when he goes to Jagannath Puri, he is present as his Tadekatma Roop, or as his he's present in this Vilas Leela form. In the sense that just as when Krishna was present in Vrindavan, he was present as Sri Vrajendranandan Shyam Sundar, as himself. But when he went to Mathura, he went as Vasudev Nandan Krishna. Similarly, we see that Mahaprabhu, in his self-same form, he was always there in Navadvip, relishing all these offerings of his devotees. He never takes one step out of Navadvip. You know, like we hear that even when Mahaprabhu left and went to Jagannath Puri, still, whatever his mother would cook and offer, whatever Sachidevi would make, Mahaprabhu, every time he would come from Jagannath Puri, and he would honor all these different things that his mother had made for him. And Sachidevi would think that, oh, today I cooked something so nice, but everything is missing from the plate. What happened? then she think, oh, maybe some animal came and ate something, or maybe I didn't cook in the first place. Then again, she'd have a bath and she'd cook something nice for Thakurji. And again, Mahaprabhu would come in a hidden way and eat everything and leave. This way, Mahaprabhu himself then sent Damodar Pandit to Mayapur, and then he told him, saying, tell my mother that I myself come there and take whatever she has cooked. I honor all that Mahaprasad. Know that I'm always there with her. I never leave. So in this way, we see that Mahaprabhu in his Navadvip Leela performed so many such leelas. Like we hear how even Shuklambara Brahmachari also, he was Sudama in his previous pastimes in Krishna Leela. So even in Chaitanya Leela, in Gaur Leela, what would he do? He would go house to house and he would collect some this rice, this threshed rice, no, this rice which has been pounded. He would take that rice, collect rice house to house, and then Mahaprabhu himself would go and snatch that rice and he would start eating it with so much love. And then Shuklambara Brahmachari, he would even be chastised by so many people in Navadvip. He would say, oh, you're so young, still you're collecting bhiksha. Mahaprabhu himself, but for Mahaprabhu's seva, he would tolerate all those chastisements. And Mahaprabhu would snatch it away from him and honor whatever he had given. So in this way, Mahaprabhu also, he would go to Kolavecha Sridhar. And when Kolavecha Sridhar would be selling something, Mahaprabhu immediately would snatch whatever he would have. And Kolavecha Sridhar would say, I'm a poor Brahmin. What can I possibly give you? Whatever money, little money I make, I use for the service of Ganga Devi to worship her. And Mahaprabhu would say, I'm the husband of Ganga Devi. And Kolavecha Sridhar would close his ears and he'd say, Vishnu, Vishnu. And then anyhow, Mahaprabhu, he would snatch whatever Kolavecha Sridhar would have. And then he would take it away. So this way we see that he was always so eager to relish the offerings of his devotees. Just as he would relish the offerings in his Krishna Leela, in the same way in Gaur Leela also. Like we see even in Gaur Leela, he would go house to house and steal butter from the homes of all the people there. He would go house to house and he would tease everyone there. So we see in this way that Mahaprabhu's Ashtakala Leela only takes place in Navadvip, not in Jagannath Puri also. Therefore, we see in Srila Rupa Goswami's this Ashtakala Leela Vivaran, and also in Vishnachar Thakur's Ashtakala Leela Smaran, we see that they only speak of Navadvip Leela. You never hear them speaking of Mahaprabhu's Leela in Jagannath Puri. Because the devotees cannot tolerate that pastime of Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. Because we see that after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he became so much absorbed in these, in thinking about the leelas, in thinking about this viraha, Srimati Radhika. So one may question that didn't he think about these same moods in Navadvip as well? He did also in Navadvip, but in a very hidden way. In Puri, it was known that Mahaprabhu would be in the Gambira, being absorbed in his Vipralam Bhav. But in Navadvip also, he was absorbed in these different moods. So this way, by tasting these offerings of Jagadish Pandit, Mahaprabhu became happy. And then we see that even when, like we heard on that day, Mahesh Pandit's Thirubhav, that Jagannath himself wanted to accept service from Mahesh Pandit, Jagadish Pandit and all of them. It is said that when the king, when Jagannath was about to be given Samadhi, and they were about to place him into Samadhi, then Jagannath himself appeared in a dream. And then he told Mahesh Pandit and the others that, oh, take me, engage me, I wish to be served by all of you. So take me away from here, from Jagannath Puri. So then they carried Jagannath. Jagannath also appeared in a dream to the king, and he told him also that when these devotees will appear, such and such devotees, then you must hand me over to them. So this way, when the deity of Jagannath is handed over to them, then we see that the deity was so heavy, you can imagine, you cannot even carry him. But still Jagannath said, don't worry, I'll become as light as a piece of cotton. So then with only two people, anyhow, they carried Jagannath on their backs. And Jagannath said, any place you stop, and if I can no longer be lifted, in that place you must establish my service there. So then when Jagadish Pandit, Mahesh Pandit and all of them were bringing Jagannath, and then when they stopped in this place, like we hear, no, Sri Rampur, or even like Chakdaha, so there we realize that there, they, when they placed Jagannath down, then when they tried lifting him up again, they couldn't because he had become so heavy. Now he had assumed his form as the Lord of the universe. So then he said, I wish to be served in this place. So in this place also, to this day, he's being served like that by the followers of Bhaktidait Madhav Maharaj. They have their temple there and they're serving him there. So in this way, Mahaprabhu himself in his self-same form as Jagannath, he's accepting the services of Jagadish Pandit, Mahesh Pandit, Hiranya Pandit and all of them. And we see that after Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, they did not stay there actually. All the associates of Mahaprabhu, they left Navadvip after Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Because we see that just as Raghunath Das Goswami, after Mahaprabhu disappeared, Sarup Damodar Goswami disappeared, Gadadhar Pandit disappeared, every particle of dust in Jagannath Puri only reminded him of Mahaprabhu's Leela. Similarly, we see that every particle of dust in Navadvip only reminded Jagadish Pandit of Mahaprabhu's Leela. So therefore, he also left. He did not stay there. Even Srivas Thakur, he left Navadvip, he went back to Kumarhatta. Advaita Acharya also went back to Shantipur. Nityananda Prabhu, he also went to Kardaha. And this way, now only a few remained there. Like Shuklambar Brahmachari, Vamsi Vadanananda Thakur, Ishan Thakur. Why? Because they had to pacify Sachidevi, who was suffering so much in separation from her son. So therefore, only a few devotees remained there. But everyone else, they left Navadvip because of so much separation there. So therefore, tomorrow is his Tirobhav Tithi. It is said that just by remembering these associates of Mahaprabhu, just by remembering their names only, it is so auspicious for one's life. So therefore, we can only hope that that by listening to the glories of such associates, our nishtha in Mahaprabhu and ultimately in Radha and Krishna will strengthen day by day. Vancha kalpataru mishya kripasune vichabaditanam pavane Vaishnavibhyo namo namah.
ज्ञानंजनशलाका चक्षुरमलितामेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Dwarupa Panduka Guru Varga, and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, following order of Prabhuji, just now we are beginning to remember the glories of personalities. Tomorrow we're to observe their disappearance day. So we just heard who is Jagadish Pandit. Actually, only by mercy of the associates of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, the Vaishnavas, our Guru Varga, we can know about all these personalities. For one, they've appeared so long time ago, and only by those who have relation with them and talking about them and or have written about them, then we find out a glimpse of the glories of these personalities. So like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has glorified Jagadish Pandit. He's saying that he is a savior of the world. Directly he's saying like that. Jagadish Pandit is the savior of the world. He is like a very dense rain cloud distributing this nectar of prema all over, like this. So, and as far as details, of course, we can only get glimpses by how, like, those who have actual, like, members of this family of Mahaprabhu. Now we heard some, like, pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, even from childhood, acknowledging the love and devotion of this Jagadish Pandit. Of course, he's not alone. He's with his brother, Hiranya and Mahesh. So it is said that actually their parents, they're great Vishnu Bhaktas. But later on, when their parents, like, left this world, then these three brothers, they moved in that area in Nadia, just not so far away from the house of Jagannath Mishra. It's a place called Jasor. I don't know how to pronounce, but Jasor, it said it's near Chakdaha. So it's near the banks of the Ganges. So there, it said that later on, these brothers would do festivals, and Lord Nityananda and Mahaprabhu, they would come and join these festivals of kirtan in their place. So in Gorganadesh Deepika, it has been described, we know Gorganadesh Deepika, this is by this son of Shivananda Sen, what's his name? Kavi Karnapur. He's gathered all these, like the different associates of Mahaprabhu and revealing who are they in Krishna Leela. So there he says that these two brothers, Hiranya and Jagadish, they were one of those wives of Brahmins in Mathura. So, if you know this pastime, this Yajnapatnis, Krishna once was in Batrol, that area, not very far from here. And then they went to the house of the Brahmins and tried to ask for some food. And this Brahmin's not giving. But later on, when this cowherd boys, as told by Krishna, said, don't ask from the Brahmins, go to the wives. And when they went to the wives, and all the wives took all the preparations which are for the yajna and gave to Krishna. He said, these two brothers, they were like one of those like Yajnapatnis. Also, of course, there's some many opinions even in Gorganadesh Deepika, many opinions on different personalities. Like, as we know, they would say there, sometimes I even was confused even, I even asked Gurudev, because like there you will see, it is said that Vishakha, no, Rai Ramananda is, it says there, Rai Ramananda is Lalita. But we heard Rai Ramananda is Vishakha. But there it says Rai Ramananda is Lalita. But also not just that, it says Rai Ramananda is Arjun, one of the Pandavas. Then it's also, it says that no, also he is Arjun Sakha, the one cowherd boy. But then it says, oh, he's Arjuna Sakhi, one gopi named Arjun. Like there's so many like different opinions, like even in that book. So one time I even asked Shri Gurudev, how do we say, you're telling that he, Rai Ramananda is Vishakha. And Gurudev said, actually, Kavi Karnapur, he was only giving all the different opinions of the devotees, of who these personalities are. But Gurudev said, but whatever Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, that one we follow. And Prabhupada said he is Vishakha. And therefore, we always say this, Rai Ramananda is Vishakha. So like this, Gurudev showing us the nishta of everything that we preach, all from the conception of Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as well, like for us as well, like whatever we say, we should always have nishta in the teachings of Srila Gurudev. Sometimes there's so many opinions among many devotees, even among like many Mahabhagavat Acharyas there. But whatever Gurudev said, that is truth. Someone may say, oh, the Swarupa of the Jiva can change, whatever. But Gurudev said very clearly, like Param Gurudev telling that, oh, the Jiva Swarup is fixed. And really, from the eternal point of view, yes, it's fixed. Like any seed, a mango seed will always become a mango tree, like this. Anyhow, there's another. So in Gorganadesh Deepika, it says that he's one of the Yajnapatnis, but also it says he's one Chandrahamsa, one dancer in Krishna Leela. But anyhow, whoever he is, but one thing is for sure that this personality is an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now as Jagadish Pandit, and has been glorified in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is a savior of the world. Why? Because he's distributing this Krishna prem to everyone. When one time, and it said, Mahaprabhu directly gave him instruction. Mahaprabhu told him to go to Nilachal and preach. So He said that he went to Neelachalam preaching also. But his Sripad is actually there in Jasur. And up to now, you can see his deities are there. He has deity of Jagannath, because of course he was going to Neelachal and preaching, and therefore he got the mercy of Lord Jagannath. So Jagannath also this deity like was given to him. I don't know exactly how it manifested, but in his place there's this deity of Jagannath. There's a deity of Mahaprabhu. Then it said they have also a deity of Gaur Gopal, like a baby Mahaprabhu, Gaur. And it said that actually his wife, I think the name is Dukhini Devi, it said this deity was given to her by Mahaprabhu. When one time Mahaprabhu visited their house and stayed there for some time, when Mahaprabhu left, then Dukhini Devi and actually everyone was feeling very sad. And Dukhini Devi, the wife of Jagadish, was especially very, very sad. And Mahaprabhu said, "Don't worry, I'm giving this deity. This is none different from me." And from that time, she's taking care of this deity. Up to now, it is said it's there in that place. So these are some of the like glories that we can find from accounts of, like in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Associates. There's actually a Jagadish, a book on glories of Jagadish Pandit. So these are some of the things mentioned there. So on this day and tomorrow, observing their disappearance, along with Jiva Goswamis, nicely we can pray unto their lotus feet that they be merciful and bless us, that nicely we can, just as distributing this nectar of prem everywhere, this nectar also can drop unto all of us here. And we become fully fortunate, be a recipient of this mercy. Gaurattisi namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattara Gunat Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasro Gunat Echaye Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jahoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jayasti Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारण सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविष्णुप्रद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की जय Gaur Premanandi.
Mahaprabhu coming before this world, many demigods, goddesses, after Tantra Mantra, many types is followers, many tamasic, rajasic, lot of people has mood and desire, the following tamasic, everything. But Sattvic and Nirgun followers is very rare. Aditya Rajabhu came, he is looking all tamasic. They are fighting each other competition. One person going little high post, yeah, little popular, then other person is thousand attacking and complaining, blaming everywhere. So these things is Tantra Upasana. But somebody following this bhaktis, any limbs, Gita, Bhagavatam, but they are only doing business on maintenance. Yeah, I am a scholar, I am a pundit, I am great. But each other is, what I mean is, hating and insulting, taunting. So, but Mahaprabhu coming before this Hiranyajagadish and Mahesh Pandit, they are came this world, they try to practicing and teaching and helping other jivas. So the following Ekadasi, very nicely, but they have little bit doubt. Madhavatithi Bhakti Janani. Also Ekadasi's name is Haribhasar, Madhavatithi. That day, definitely, God is coming, appears this world, and helping, giving darshan. Anybody coming, Ekadasi Devi is near, took shelter, then Madhav, Radha Madhav is coming, and he is helping and protecting and teaching everything, giving power and all. Now, Hiranyajagadish is long time to the following this Ekadasi Vrata. And that day, nice festival, nice decoration, nice sankirtanam, many types of preparation, the arranging, many gift, presentation. 15 days collecting, yeah, saving, yeah, inviting all our, and my nice presentation, God for offering. Good things, giving God, then is good relation. Otherwise, anything is useless, husk, rubbish, I am giving, then I have no respect. Myself is, I am taking good one, God for giving dirty, rubbish, rotten one. But Hiranyajagadish know properly how following. Therefore, Ekadasi day, they are arranging many things. But they have only doubt Krishna accepting Yano, our preparation. They have desire. This many ordinary local people also, they are telling, many sadhus are doing Nam Kirtan, Molla going Masjid, and they Namaz following, doing Namaz, Krishna is going church, many other has many process. So this is only cheating business, they have doubt. But Hiranyajagadish now doing program, this program is every day increasing, not little. This Kali Yuga, anybody famous and popular, I tell you, their behind is many other people is insulting, attacking, and try to stopping, blaming, many things doing. Then Hiranyajagadish is doing kirtan day and night. Then they are not only fighting with this Sivas Pandit. Anywhere starting kirtan now also. You go, they are doing kirtan day and night, night time. Then they are coming police, stopping, complaining. We'll be against any too much bad. Hiranyakashipu Ekadashi night never stop kirtan. And complete night not sleeping. Ekadashi day nice offering bhoga and inviting all our these things following. But Mahaprabhu appears after they don't know if Mahaprabhu is Lord and God. They don't know what they are offering. At this side, Mahaprabhu may be childhood. Then Mahaprabhu crying. Why is crying? All time Mahaprabhu crying, then all are chanting Harinam and big, then Mahaprabhu's silence. Very peaceful, very smiling and happy, dancing. But today, Harinam, all are chanting, all are singing, clapping, but Mahaprabhu non-stop. Then asking, what happened? Say, today is Ekadashi. So, say, how you know Ekadashi? Say, yes, today Ekadashi. So, what do you need? So, very far, like 50 kilometers, Navadvip to distance. Oh, there is two brothers, they are following this Ekadashi Vrata. Yes, following to what? They are offering Madhav Lord for many, many nice, nice preparation. So, I like everything I'm eating. I want to eat everything. Then all are thinking, how is crazy boy? This, they offering for God, and he say, I'm eating. Then I want to eat everything. Ekadashi day, people fasting, and he say, no, I'm eating everything. Then this Jagannath Mishra with his good relation, this Hirana Jagadish with his. The Jagannath Mishra says, okay, I'm going with this 2-3 other Brahmins and telling them, the respecting Brahmins and offering many presentation. I'm telling, okay, you are offering bhoga, little you give. So now Jagannath Mishra is gone, but there is starting now kirtan, offer bhoga, nice flower decoration, many things. Then telling, then Hiranya Jagadish is very happy. Why? They have little bit doubt. Mind is has no speech. Then say, yes, this boy inside is Lord Narayan is present. And he want to eat. Okay, all are taking. Carrying, and all bringing. Mahaprabhu smiling, sitting in middle, and four side too. How many preparation? Not only this much. All people is hearing, oh, Mahaprabhu Nimai now, not ordinary. His glory is everybody as before his hearing. Now is all are direct bringing and Mahaprabhu sitting and everything Mahaprabhu's for offering he's eating. Like just telling this Brahmin's wife's Dijaputni, Mathura's, all are bringing for Krishna. Krishna everything taking. So this Srinath Jagadish, they are bringing and Mahaprabhu happily all things eating. And after telling, oh, you are offering Ekadashi day, many people have idea over Ekadashi fasting, then why offering grains? They have some doubt. No need. Ekadashi fasting, then fruits and roots offering. Why offering grains? Once a time, in some Devananda Gurumath branch office is opening, one places, and there is Gurudev present, and my Guru Maharaj, and other many sannyasi, like 5,000, 6,000 people, they are doing Nagar Sankirtan Parikrama. And after, like, installing deities, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and other side, Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu, and other side, Ram Sita Lakshman Hanuman. So, big program. After program, and then Gurudev is coming back, that I'm telling. Now, Ekadashi day coming. Ekadashi day, definitely offering bhoga, all grains, everything. Fruits, no problem. also grains. Rice, dal, puri, kachori, malpua. That day, another day offering, no guarantee, but Ekadashi day is near, everything offering, she is giving her beloved Krishna's. Huh? That day, special day. But Maharaj came in Mathura and hearing, they not offering. Was telling seriously not offering. What happened? Ekadashi night is many dakaitis came. And they are tying this temple president, binding strongly, and after taking key, going temple and opening all ornaments, silver, gold, everything stealing. And also other young brahmacharis beating, breaking hand and legs and telling Maharaj, I'm giving information police, then killing and putting graveyard. Many things happen and nothing is temple now. Everything they're stealing and gone. Then Maharaj news came, message came, Maharaj say, I am telling you, Ekadashi day, why not you offering bhoga? Why miser? Say, no, milk is there, lot of milk, lot of paneer, lot of chana, lot of fruits, unlimited things offering. Maharaj say, I tell you, grains offering for, why not offering? Now, look, how much punishment come. And next time, Ekadashi day, there is many people is coming, Ekadashi, every day coming, but Ekadashi day, huge people, all bringing fruits, coconut, and many sweets, many things. But they're lazy, say, no going kitchen, not cooking, nothing offering. Maharaj say, sometime after, you will be all finished, all destroyed. But they cannot want to hear. Maharaj Mathura temple telling, hey, Ekadashi day, definitely making many preparation for Thakurji's for. So many person asking question, Krishna at time, Nanda Baba doing Ekadashi, Yashoda Mata following Ekadashi, all Brajavasi following Ekadashi, Krishna also with them following Ekadashi, then Mahaprabhu time, Mahaprabhu following Ekadashi. Then Gurudev telling, no, Mahaprabhu childhood, Mahaprabhu eating is Hiranyakashipu, all bhoga. One side. After his sannyasi, before sannyasi also, Mahaprabhu requesting mother, why I am praying you near, requesting you to give me some bhiksha. So what you need? I am already, everything is your. I am your. So no, you Ekadashi day not eating grains. Follow Ekadashi. Mother say, good, this is good. So Mahaprabhu teaching everybody following for Ekadashi. But Mahaprabhu Ekadashi day, Hiranyakashipu or prasadam taking. So this Gurudev telling, one is Bhakta Swarup and one is Bhagavan Swarup. So Mahaprabhu Asarvigriha, like then he's teaching everybody Ekadashi following for. He Visarvigriha, then he's near, everything is equal. Our meanings, all things, bhaktas, devotees are offering, he is accepting. So, this Hiranyakashipu Jagadish Pandit, that time to more their faith come, more, and also all followers, that time to the Ekadashi day offering. Why? Telling that day, Lord is coming. Ekadashi inviting and arranging. He was merciful, helping for. Other day, bhaktas has, bhakta, all devotees has strong desire, then possible. But Ekadashi day, Ekadashi Devi, she is inviting, she is arranging, but all are not respectful, anything not doing, then this is called neglect and disobey, hating. So they are now also this Mahaprabhu's Lilabhumi. Ekadashi day, many nice program, kirtan on this prasadam, but not grains, only fruits, roots, all with his arranging. But Sankirtanam, Mahaprabhu like, therefore doing this Sankirtanam. And Mahaprabhu after giving bless them, oh, like Taittik proper giving darshan, oh, one time, two time cooking, three time cooking, Mahaprabhu all time eating, all time offer eating. Mahaprabhu say, anybody by love is, by faith, giving me anything, I am accepting. And then Hiranyakashipu, after offering Mahaprabhu eating, then they are not realizing, they watching and looking Mahaprabhu, he is complete Lord Narayan, there is to them. So now also, this Chakdaha, this Ekadasi festival day, big Sankirtan festival. They are one day before inviting, and next day, Ekadasi day, they are following this. Also, his disappearance day tomorrow, that day, they are arranging nice program, nice festival. They are now inviting all Gaudiya Math, they are also Chaitanya Math branches, and Chaitanya Gaudiya Math branch there. Many other Gaudiya Math also doing nice program. So tomorrow now, Jiva Goswami is Tirubhavtithi. Tomorrow next is hearing, and this will be tomorrow Jagya, and after Harikatha festival, everything. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Chalo.
Books money. Huh? You. Then what is buying? Huh? What is buying for you? One chapel purse. One chapel purse.
No, I'm okay.
And it's very young.